This is Bob Rule at KPIN Radio, and I'm talking to John Vogel, who is, I hate to use the word stuck here in Pinedale, but for lack of a better term, stuck in Pinedale because of the snowstorm. John, hey, well, welcome to Pinedale, first of all.
Thank you.
And I understand you are on a bicycle trip from where to where? This sounds like quite a trip.
Well, we started in Purdue Bay up in northern Alaska, and we're going to ride all the way down to the southern tip of South America in Argentina.
Now, are you going to stop for the winter, or are you going to go right through our wintertime?
Well, we weren't planning on stopping for the winter, but after the weather, it looks like we might be here for a few days anyway.
Well, you know, just traveling from northern Alaska to Pinedale has got to be quite a trip, but all the way down to Argentina. Why are you doing this long trip?
Well, one of the reasons we're doing it is for our kids. We took a 9,500-mile bicycle trip around America and Mexico a couple of years ago, and the kids loved it. And during that trip, we homeschooled them, and they learned so much. They not only learned math and science and writing and reading, but they also learned culture, and they learned how to get along with other people from different cultures. And they learned a lot about geography. We went along the Lewis and Clark Trail, and we went down the Sandra de Cristo Mountains in Mexico, where they still mine. So they learned a lot of different things along the way.
Well, tell you what, is your wife Nancy there?
She is.
We'll go ahead and talk to her for a moment, too. Again, a family of four here. It's John, Nancy, and the two kids, David and Daryl, on a bicycle trip from northern Alaska to Argentina.
Hello.
Hi, Nancy. This is Bob at KPIN Radio. Well, it sounds like you've got quite a trip that you're taking with the four of you. Does that sound like four people, four bicycles, or how do you do it?
Well, we've got four people on three bicycles, actually. And so, yeah, we've got a tandem bike, and then Davey and I both ride singles. And we just go. It's just us.
Now, how much do you pack with you as far as supplies, clothing, food? It sounds like a bicycle would limit how much you can bring along for the ride.
The bicycle really does limit it a lot. Basically, we have to be self-contained. We have to be prepared for pretty much anything. So our clothes, even though they're limited, we have the wide range. We can deal with 100-degree temperatures all the way down to, we'd probably be comfortable down to about 15, 20 degrees. That's pushing it, though. We have our tent, our sleeping bag, our stove, our pot. We can carry food we've carried it up to 10 days. We have limited schooling supplies. So, yeah, it all packs on there.
All right. Now, when you get down to Argentina, do you turn around and bicycle back, or are you going to take a different way home?
You know, we haven't decided yet. We're really open. We're at this point, we're saying we'll just kind of get down there, and then we'll decide. We may, at that point, get on a plane and fly back to Boise. We may, if we're all having fun and we want to continue on, we may turn around and come back up the other side of South America, or we may fly to Africa, or we really don't know. It's a couple of years away.
Again, welcome to Pinedale, and sorry that you got bogged down here in the snow, but you picked a good town to stop in.
Absolutely. It's been a great place. Yeah, we've kind of enjoyed just hanging out and having some downtime. We haven't had a whole lot of downtime lately, so it's actually quite nice.
All right. Well, that's John and Nancy Vogel traveling from almost one end of our continent to the other, or two continents for that matter, on a bicycle trip. Hey, thanks for spending some time with KPIN.
Thank you.